Pensacola Sports Radio is sponsored by Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Mike's Heated and Air, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, WPTL, Crossroads Ford, and Haywood Ace Hardware. We are live today from the Tuscola baseball field as the Mountaineers play host to the West Henderson Falcons. And I am Branson Reese, along with the man, the myth, the legend, Kenny Mole, sitting to my right. Kenny, a little bit warmer day today, no wind. Of course, we're in the press box, but looking forward to this game.
Well, I tell you, like you said, no wind tonight, but thank goodness. It was calling for more wind tonight than it was last night. But, yeah, it's a beautiful evening out here tonight. And, big game here with West Henderson.
It is, and I tell you what, they're starting just a little bit early, so if you want to go ahead and jump into the lineups, we'll
all
go
right.
ahead and do
let
that.
Let me go ahead, and, as they're calling them out on the field, let me go ahead and shoot the lineups out here. First of all, for the West Henderson Falcons, leading off is Jackson Stepp. He's the DH tonight for the Falcons. Isaac Latham is playing center field, batting second. Batting third is Brady Duvall at first base. Batting fourth is Griffin Tillery at shortstop. Number five is Grayson Davis at second base. Third base is Grayson Payne, batting sixth. Batting seventh is Brady Dozier at catcher. And batting eighth is James Malty in left field. And batting ninth is Josh Null in right field.
Batting eighth.
For the Tuscola Mountaineers lineup tonight, leading off is Mason Harrell. He'll be on the mound tonight. Batting second, Landry Webb at shortstop. Batting third is Ian Omsler at left field. Batting fourth is August Fama at third base. Batting fifth is Eli Freeman in right field. Batting sixth is Sean Gillen at first base. Batting seventh is Jonas Jones at catcher. Batting eighth is Cameron Hall at, he's the DH tonight for the Mountaineers. Batting ninth is Elijah Hampton in center field. And we got our national anthem.
Yeah, we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling. Looking to promote your business with inexpensive advertising? Dynamic Advertising and Marketing can help. Their advertising targets the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, offering free design and full-color advertising. Give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. And Kenny, did you finish? I think you got finished with the lineup, didn't you?
Yeah, I got all the way down to the flex player for the Mountaineers tonight. He'll be playing second base, Bryson Matthews, and he'll be the flex player.
All right. And so today, the keys of the game, and that's going to be, and it's time for the Steve Carver Haywood Ace keys to the game. Go by and see Steve and his helpful staff west of the Lake Junaluska stoplight on Dillwood Road. Now is the time to fill up your propane tanks. Haywood Ace Hardware, the helpful place. And Kenny, in the years past, this game has always come down, this series has come down to the end of the season. Kind of odd seeing it as the second one in the second series of this season. So I think it's going to be, you know, we always say, we emphasize, you know, pitching, but I think pitching is going to be really big tonight in this game with Mason Harrell on the mound trying to get that first win.
You know, they
against,
keep switching up things like you're talking about on the conference things, you know, and that this is even earlier in the season. Now, this is a big game. It always is with West Henderson. It always seems like it comes down to us and them, you know, in the toward the end of the season in the conference. But you're right. I think pitching is going to be a big game. Now, Mason Harrell on the mound. Mason, last game out here, he had a really good game. So I look forward to that tonight. If he has a good game, you know, the Mountaineers will be we'll be right in this thing.
You're right. And coming in tonight, Tuscola coming in 5-4, and West Henderson coming in at 2-4. And West splitting a series with Brevard last week, being 1-1 in the conference, and Tuscola 2-0. Well, Jackson stepping into the box. First pitch from Mason Harrell. Hit down to third base.
Oh, what a
nice
stab.
Play by August Fama. Throw
what
over.
What a stab.
Oh, tough stretch right there for Sean Gillen. Ball gets past him, and that's going to put Step at second base.
That hit was right down the third baseline, and right, Fama come over and stabbed it. I mean, right behind the bag, come up and turned and threw, and he's got a gun for an arm from third base, the longest throw, of course, on the infield, and that was just off a little bit.
Just off a little bit. Of course, you know, by the time you twist your body around, come up trying to throw, man, that's a...
Yeah, Gillen made
tough
a good
stop.
He made a good stretch trying to get that, but just a little bit out of reach.
Up now is Isaac Latham. First pitch swinging and a miss. 0-1. Jackson Stepp with the lead off a second. Harrell getting Isaac Latham to swing right there quickly down in the hole here at 0-2. Mason checking that runner. The 0-2. Popped up foul. Count stays 0-2. We'll try to keep you updated on the girls game over here. It looks like it's in the fifth inning. Lady Mountaineers trailing 6-3 against West Henderson. Mason Harrell's 0-2 pitch again. Hit down on the ground to Fama. Good play right there. Takes his time. Loads up. Oh. Throws. Gillen gets him right there. Pulled Gillen off the bag, but he was able to get his foot back.
Yeah, he had to go up to make that catch straight up and jump straight up, come right straight down on the bag and just got him by a step. I mean, just that close.
Now up for West will be Brady Duvall. First pitch swing, and that's going to be popped way up. Landry
ball.
Webb making that catch out there in shallow center field. Kenny, at this rate, Mason's going to have a nice first inning.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's two outs and six pitches so far. So, yeah, you can't argue with that. That's what you want.
Up now is Griffin Tillery for West Henderson. Runner going. Throw down to third. Got him. Great throw right there by Jonas Jones. And Fama putting a really good tag over on Jackson Stepp.
That play would have never been made except for the throw from Jones. He put it in just the right spot. Fama just caught the ball, gloved it, and just brought it right down as he was sliding in there. Just a perfect throw. He had the perfect play, Sprance.
Man, I tell you what, that was a great play. And so that's going to move us to the bottom of the first. Nothing happening for West Henderson right here on the top of the first. We want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. Haven't seen West not really have more wins than losses in a while.
I know, that's you know, a little unusual. You're right.
I'm not sure if I'll be honest, I've not been able to check their schedule and see if they were just playing a little bit better competition or if they've struggled this year. But kind of unusual for a West Henderson team to come in at 2-4.
Yeah, like you said, that's really unusual.
But then again, like we said just a few minutes ago, coming in this early of this, you know, this series coming in as early in the season as it is, kind of odd to see them. Of course, you know, the last couple of years, I'm sure they're looking at us saying, well, you know, you're talking about us being 2-4. Young's coming down, coming in at 5-4. But the good thing for us is we're 2-0 in the conference right now.
That's a... I don't know. It's going to be strange to see how this is, the conference is going to play out this year.
You're right, because, you know, in the last couple of years, you've played teams that week. So, you know, we'd play a home and away series in that same week against West. Well, this week, we have this game against West, and then we've got a Smoky Mountain game. And then next week, it's Smoky Mountain West again. So up now is Mason Harrell. First pitch to him, swung up, and that's way up in the air.
Right on top of the plate. And catch is made by the catcher.
Brady Dozier making that catch.
Landry Webb.
So one pitch, one away for Nathan Klepp.
Well, both of them. We got out of that first inning there. Mason Harrell only 7 pitches in that first in here, and
first pitch hit by Landry Webb over to shortstop Griffin Tillery, makes the throw over to Brady Duvall for the out. So two away on 2 pitches.
2 pitches and 2 outs. That's well.
And that's going to bring up Ian Omsler. And looking over here, Kenny, the girls have made this a game when it was 6-0 a few minutes ago. Was 6-3. Now it's 6-5 in the fifth inning.
Yeah, you know, it was 6-0 there for a long time. Oh,
Holmes are taking a strike.
Good pitch right there.
0-1. Klepp's pitch missing outside. 1-1 now on Ian Omsler. Two one now.
Is that a little low?
Dirt looked like. Two-one swung on, missed. Evens it at 2-2.
Good cut by Omsler right there. Good pitch down, right down low.
Ball hit down on the ground over towards Grayson Payne, makes the throw over. I think he got the bag and the tag, but. 3 up, 3 down for Tuscola here in the bottom of the first. And still a 0-0 game. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow. More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Top of the second inning, 0-0 game between Tuscola and West Henderson.
Branson on that first inning, Isaac Latham, the number 2 batter. What did you got on him? What did he do? some reason
Isaac
I missed
Latham.
That.
I had him, he grounded out to Fama, and that's when he made that throw over and pulled Gillen off, but he got his foot back on the bag just in time.
Gotcha, yeah, that's, for some reason I didn't get that down.
Griffin Tillery leading it off for West Henderson and swung on miss, so 0-1 count on Tillery. A 1 pitch missing right there makes it a 1-1 count. Mason in the windup, pitch on its way. Stays outside. 2 balls, 1 strike.
You know something that's really strange, Branson? I've never seen it before, but both pitchers, Mason Harrell and both of them had 7 pitches in the first inning.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, that's amazing it's that low, but for both of them to have the same amount of pitches, that's strange. Never seen that happen before.
2-1 pitch made it to 3-1 count, and the 3-1 pitch misses as well. So Griffin Tillery drawing a walk here in the top of the second. That's going to bring up Grayson Davis playing second base for West Henderson. And we have the Reverend Josh Mashburn walking into the press box.
Captain Josh.
Ball hit down. Nice play by Fama. Decides to go to first with it. Gets the out. So one away. Kenny, that wasn't a bad play. Where Fama caught that, he was up in front of the bag. Had to make a real hard turn back towards second to
try to
get that force. Good job by him making that throw to first to get that out.
Yeah, he had to turn and make that throw and try to make it accurate. So
Grayson Payne, the batter now. First pitch misses on him. 1-0.
Get the out, in other words, right?
Right.
Get the easy out.
Get that for sure out.
For sure out.
Girls and Lady Mountaineers and Lady Falcons tied at 6-6 in the bottom of the fifth. Grayson Payne swinging and missing right there. Makes it a 1-1 count. West Henderson's Payne stepping back in with a 1-1 count. Harrell's pitch.
Good pitch right there. That was pretty.
Swung on, missed. Count now 1 ball, 2 strikes. The 1-2 pitch from Harrell. Hit down, foul.
Foul, stayed foul, thank goodness.
Count stays 1-2.
Close to the line right there. It just stayed out.
Payne back into the box. Count 1-2. That pitch misses outside, evens the count at 2-2. Nice breaking ball, froze him right there for strike 3. So 2 away. And that's going to bring up Brady Dozier, the catcher for West. Man, what a pitch right there, Kenny.
That was beautiful. Third strike.
Mason knew it, too, when he threw it. First pitch, Dozier swung on, missed. 0-1. One in the dirt. Good job by Jonas Jones blocking that. 1-1 count. Kept that runner at second. So 2 away, runner second. 0-0 game here in the top of the second. Harrell's 1-1. Popped up foul. Count now 1-2.
Mason working with two outs.
One-two pitch on its way. Another one in the dirt. That's going to allow the runner to get up to third, though. 2-2 count now on Brady Dozier. Mason checking that runner at third. 2-2 pitch, fouled back. Count will stay 2-2. Kenny, I think I'd bring that breaking ball right here.
Yeah, it'd be a good time for it right here. He's ahead in the count.
There it is. Hit down on the ground. Good play by Fama. Throw over.
Good play.
Got the out.
Good throw from Fama to first.
Kenny goes to show that didn't hurt on his throw to first instead of going to second right there. So that paid off for the Mountaineers. Move here to the bottom of the second inning. We want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. And you can tune in to WPTLradio.net. Go to the Tuscola tab, follow it all the way through. Listen to some of the games that they've archived through the years, and especially back in the fall for football, over the winter for basketball, and, of course, our first three games this spring, the two baseball games yesterday and Franklin game last night in softball. And just go back in, take a listen. Take a walk down memory lane, Kenny.
Yeah, I know, boys. You know, that's what I want to do one day is sit back and play up some of them games and listen to them, you know. Maybe not just listen to me and you, but listen to
I can promise you I do not go back to listen to myself because I've always said that I've got the face for radio, but I don't think I have the voice. But I love doing this. I love calling it, like I said, with you. Have fun doing it. Had a great fun with Coach E in the fall and, of course, Charles in the winter. So,
yes, it is. It's fun to do. You know, I look forward to it, enjoy it. And it's always good whenever somebody says that they listen to us, you know, and they heard us on the radio and listened to the ball game, too. I enjoyed hearing that. I ask them, I say, do you understand what we're saying? What's going on? What's going on? Do you know what's going on?
Yep. Of course, our next games will be next week. Monday, we'll be playing Smoky Mountain here. It will be a conference game, and then we'll end the week with softball as T.C. Robertson comes over for their home game against, or Tuscola's home game against T.C. Robertson. August Fama up to bat now for Tuscola here in the bottom of the second. Draws a ball. It's a 1-0 count. 1-0 called strike, so evens it at 1-1. Kelp wasting no time. And that pitch fouled down the third baseline. Count 1-2. Claps 1-2 pitch, missing.
Just a little outside.
2-2 count. The 2-2. And that one fouled down the line. Tried again here at 2-2. And top of the sixth in over here in softball. 6-6 game. Looks like West has runners at first and second with one out.
Another ball there to Fama Branson.
So that makes it 3-2. And that shot hit towards right
could
field.
Could be in the gap. No, drifting over to the right fielder, makes the catch.
Josh Knoll making the catch for West Henderson.
Eli Freeman!
And that's going to bring up Eli Freeman.
Eli's the number 5 hitter in the lineup, playing right field tonight.
Called strike. 0-1. There's a shot by Eli towards left field.
Could be trouble.
Catch made by James Maltby out in left field.
Had to run a long way on that one to make that catch.
Sean Gilliland!
That's going to bring up Sean Gilliland. First pitch called strike, 0-1. The 0-1 fouled off quickly, 0-2 count. Flips.
Ooh.
0-2 missing outside. 1-2 now.
I don't know with two strikes how Gillen take that pitch right there because it was close.
Good job holding back on that one. That one outside as well. Evens the count at 2-2. Three straight pitches. Can't seem to be in the same spot. Runs the count full. So two outs. 3-2 count. Called strike 3 on that inside corner. So 3 up, 3 down for the Mountaineers here in the bottom of the second. Still nothing game, 0-0 as we moved to the third inning. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. And then we have all your regular features, too, like Johns Hopkins Medical Minute, the Farm Report, and the flea market at 8:30. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576, 3577. Good Morning Haywood. Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your radio home for Tuscola Spring Sports.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Top of the third inning, Mountaineers and West Henderson, still a 0-0 game. Up for West Henderson here in the top of the third will be
James Maltby.
James Maltby and Josh Knoll, and then back to the top of the order. And Maltby taking strike 1. The 0-1 pitch, missing low and away, 1-1. Looks like West Henderson scored 2 to make it an 8-6 ball game here in the top of the sixth. One misses, makes it a 2-1 count.
Maltby, like you said, number eight man in the lineup, playing left field. There's a good pitch right there.
Yeah, that one, that breaking ball, catching the whole plate right there, evens the count at two balls and two strikes. Harrell wasting the time, pitch on its way. Just missing right there. Full count now. Harrell in the windup, 3-2 pitch. Just misses right there. Now it's going to be a walk for James Maltby. And Josh Knoll, the batter for West Henderson.
I know Mason probably wishes he had that pitch back right there. That's, you know, something you don't want to do is walk the men bottom of the order.
Noel
straight
squaring
back
the button. That one coming up. Hit it right above us. 0-1. One pitch.
Got leaning.
And a tag right there is Maltby tried to steal second. Good job by Mason. And King, I tell you, the last few years we've done a really good job picking off players like that.
Hey boy, he was leaning. I don't know if Mason could tell that he was being froggy over there, ready to go, but Mason turned to throw to first and hit broke for second. And a good pickoff, really good pickoff.
The 0-1 pitch misses. 1-1 count. Harrell's 1-1 pitch fouled back. One ball, two strikes. One, two, getting past Jones. Two and two now. One away. 0-0 game here in the top of the third inning. And that one fouled back. Count stays 2-2. The 2-2. Hit right back up the middle.
Oh, what a stab.
Good try right there by Landry Webb.
That was a good attempt at that ball. He dove, laid out there after it, and just barely got by his glove into center field for a single for Noel.
So Noel on first now, and Jackson step up to bat, lead off for West Henderson. That first pitch, that's going to be in the gap to left field. That's going to put runners at first and second.
Yeah, right. Right perfectly in between third baseman and shortstop into left field. Clean base hit. Two singles in a row here for the Falcons.
Isaac Latham, batter now. First pitch reached out. Oh, back to Mason Harrell. Throw over to first.
Make sure you get that out. That was a good play by Mason right there.
So runners now at second and third with two away. That's going to bring up Brady Duvall.
Duvall is the number three hitter in the lineup, playing first base, flew out to shortstop his first time up, deep in the grass out there.
Hits one down to Sean Gillen, makes the catch,
easy
steps
bouncer.
On first. Wow.
Easy bouncer to the first baseman.
So Tuscola stopping the threat right there. And doing a good job holding those runners at second and third. And that's going to bring up now to the bottom of the third inning. That's going to bring up Jonas Jones, Cameron Hall, and Elijah Hampton. And we also want to mention our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vestas Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. And Tuscola.
Got to get these bats rolling right here, Branson, here in the bottom of the third. First two innings, Mountaineers went down, three up, three down.
Yeah, going to have to get it.
We got to get it cranked up here.
Tuscola Sports Radio has been honoring Mountaineer athletes for great game day performances all season long. You can go to WPTLradio.net, go to the sports Tuscola Sports tab, go in, take a look at the players of the game, and see the ones that we have chosen. Of course, last night our player of the game was Taylor Johnson, and Taylor did an excellent job last night getting on twice.
Scoring one run, one of our two runs.
Yep.
Had our first base hit of the game last night. How are we looking in the girls' field over there now?
It looks like it's 8-6 in the bottom of the sixth.
The Falcons ahead of us.
First pitch, Jonas Jones swinging and missing. 0-1. And Jones popping up. That could be trouble. Wow, great catch right there by James Baldy.
A running catch from left field. Beautiful play.
Man, Kenny, I bet you he ran 40 yards to make
that
catch.
Yeah. Caught it on a dead run, too.
And that's going to bring up Cameron Hall, the DH for Tuscola. Kenny, I just seen a ball go over the left field head over here. Let me see what's going on. Runners at first and third for the Lady Mountaineers. It looks like Madison Brooks up to bat.
First pitch here to Cameron Hall.
Now batting, number 12.
Pop out to the first baseman.
So two away. And that's going to bring up Elijah Hampton. Elijah fouling off first pitch. 0-1.
Elijah is the number 9 batter in the lineup playing center field.
0-1. Swung on, missed. 0-2 count. And 0-2 misses low and inside, so count now 1-2. Lady Mountaineers putting another one on the board, makes it an 8-7 game. Kenny, that ball rolled under the fence, so ground rule double for somebody. Elijah Hampton fouls one off. Kenny, do you have a 2-2 count or a 1-2 count?
I have 2-2.
2-2, all right. So the 2-2 pitch to Hampton misses outside, so it's a full count now at 3-2. And Hampton going to draw a walk. So that's going to get a runner on the base. And bring up Mason Harrell. Lead off and pitcher tonight.
Oh, pickoff. Close. Pickoff attempt at first base. Elijah got back in time. We're going to have to watch Kelf out there, pitcher. He's got a quick move to first base. That's two throws in a row to first.
First pitch to Mason Harrell, low. 1-0.
Kelp's pitch count is basically nothing up till this point. He's put some, throw a few balls this in and run his pitch count a little bit higher.
1-0 pitch, called strike, so 1-1 count now. Ladies have tied it up 8-8. Another pickoff throw to first. Hampton will be safe. Lady Mountaineers just took the lead 9-8
Holy
in the bottom
cow.
Of the sixth. So a 2-1 count now to Harrelin. He pops up. Center fielder Isaac Latham coming over making the catch for the third out. So nothing happened for the Mountaineers here in the third. As we move on to the fourth, we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Looking to promote your business with inexpensive advertising? Dynamic Advertising and Marketing can help. Their advertising targets the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, offering free design and full-color advertising. Give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started.
Hello, it's John Anderson. Can't get enough of the flea market? Well, we've got a special treat for you. Monday through Friday at 3 p.m., we'll play back the Flea Market Rewind. That's all the calls from that morning's show. Plus, if you'd like the Flea Market Rewind on demand, just visit WPTLradio.net and download the show you want. It's the Flea Market, 8:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday on WPTL.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Top of the fourth inning and still a 0-0 game as the Mountaineers moving on here. And Kenny, I kind of thought right there in the bottom of the third we might have had something going, but still nothing as it's a 0-0 game. And this game's moving on, Kenny, pretty quick.
Yeah, I know. Kelp, after three innings, Branson, he only got 34 pitches. He's only averaging 11 after three innings, 11 pitches an inning. That's amazing. That's
Griffin Tillery leading it off for West Henderson here in the top of the fourth, taking a strike for the first pitch. Harold's pitch now going to hit back towards center field. Elijah Hampton running over makes
fly
the catch
ball.
So one away. That's going to bring up Grayson Davis. And the Lady Mountaineers going to the top of the seventh with a 9-8 lead against West Henderson.
Boy, that was a good comeback they've done tonight.
First pitch by Grayson Davis fouled off, 0-1. Yeah, to come back from last night to have it to where it is, because West Henderson's a pretty good softball team this year. O-1 pitch misses outside. 1-1 now on Grayson Davis. Harrell's 1-1 misses, two balls, one strike. The 2-1, called strike. Two balls, two strikes now on Grayson Davis. Mason Harrell wasting no time. The 2-2 on its way. Ooh, breaking ball just stays up. Full count now at 3-2. Man, that one stays up. So Grayson Davis on with a walk. That's going to bring up Grayson Payne.
After three innings, Branson, and both pitchers died. You know, we said this probably a pitcher's duel. Kelp has 34 pitches, and Mason Harrell has 38 after three innings.
Wow. That's incredible, both of them staying right there even with each other.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, Kelp with 11 pitches per inning, that's pretty amazing, but Mason's right behind him for 12 per inning, so.
Payne fouls off the first pitch, 0-1.
He's going.
Runner going. Throw down to first. And runner will be safe. Davis. That pitch misses high, so it's a 1-1 count now on Payne. Harrell's 1-1.
Oh, good nice breaking
strike.
Ball.
Wow.
Froze him right there. He's coming right at his head, and he just kind of froze and broke right down over the plate.
Count now, 1-2, 1 away, runner at second. 0-0 game here in the top of the fourth. And
has another breaking ball in it. He went and come around on that one.
Payne fouls that off, so count stays 1-2. That one's going to be popped down.
Ball should be playable.
Catch made by Eli Freeman. Throw all the way to third. It's going to be close. Runner will be safe.
He got there, but that was close, man. That was a good throw from Eli Freeman from right field.
So two away now, and that's going to bring up Brady Dozier, the catcher. And field umpire just made a call, and I wasn't looking, but now they're calling him out.
What did he
do? So I don't know if he, when the ball got there, if he bounced up off the bag and he had a glove on him. We'll have to find out on that, but that's three away. So three up, three down for the Mountaineers.
I'm like you. I was looking down at my score sheet and looked up, you know, and they called him out. So I don't know.
So as we move now to the bottom of the fourth, it's going to bring up Landry Webb, Ian Omsler, and August Fama. And we want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. Mountaineers still leading over here at the softball game, up 9-8. And West has a runner on first. Looks like Madison Brooks on the mound for Tuscola.
Well, we've got the heart of the order coming up right here. Branson Landry Webb, Ian Omsler, and August Fama. The 2, 3, and 4 hitters due up first.
Sounds like three hits right there to me, Kenny.
I hope you're right.
So Clip finishing up his warm-up pitches right here for West. Yeah.
Now batting number two, Landry Webb.
Kenny, I have to think. Mason got out of that top of the fourth inning with not that many pitches.
No, he right now he's sitting on 41 pitches in four innings, so he's just averaging just a little over 10 an inning. That's amazing. Kelp's throwing well too, though.
First pitch, Landry Webb, high and inside. And then the 1-0 swung on miss, so it's a 1-1 count now on Landry Webb. The 1-1 missing, so it's a 2-1 count. Three-one count now on Webb. Got to be patient right here. Can you get him on? Then maybe Omsler and then Fama can get him in.
It'd be nice to have this leadoff hitter on. I don't know what the umpire's doing here. He's called timeout, walking over here talking to.
I don't know who he was talking to.
Maybe he lost the count there for a minute, checking to make sure what the count was.
It's 3-1. 3-1 hit, pitch, hit down, foul. Just foul.
Ooh.
And
we'll take that walk right there, but boy, that was close.
That was really close, but like you said, we will take it. That brings up Ian Omsler.
So Landry Webb on first base, nobody out. Omsler, the number three hitter in the lineup.
Checking the runner. Bunt laid down, foul. 0-1. Arms are out of the batter's box, called time, now back in. 0-1 count. Attempted another bunt. That one's foul, so it's an 0-2 count. So, Kenny, you got to think right here, he's got to be swinging with an 0-2 count.
Oh, yeah, he'll. Anything close, he should go after it here. Landry Webb on first base. Got his lead.
Pickoff attempt right there. Runner will be safe. Clips 0-2 pitch. That one looked like it just missed. Makes the count now 1-2. The 1-2. That one.
Well, could be trouble.
Could be trouble.
It is.
And luckily it was foul. So new life for Omsler. The count's going to stay 1-2. Looked like Brady Duvall just misplayed it as he was going back.
Well, that's going to drop.
That's going to be down.
Right over shortstop's head. All right, you got good hit, base hit there by Omsler. You got runners on first and second, nobody out.
August Fulmer, the batter, and Kenny. Hey, Mountaineers got to be, if they can be careful right here and get one run in, the way that they've been pitching, that may be all they need.
Well, Fulmer's the number four hitter, cleanup hitter in the lineup, so that's the man you want up right here. Kelp, pitch.
Oh,
got away from the catcher.
That's going to move runners up to second and third. No outs. And a 1-0 count on August Fama.
Just put the bat on the ball, Fama. That's all you got to do right here.
Girls picked up a big win, Kenny, winning 9-8 over West Henderson. So, big conference win over here behind
us. That's a big game for them tonight after getting annihilated last night. Ooh.
Pitch stayed inside on August Fama. Count now 2-0.
That looked close.
Really close.
Yeah, after getting annihilated last night, you know, to come back and win tonight, that says a lot for the girls.
2-0 pitch misses, makes it a 3-0 count on August Fama. No outs, runners at second and third, still a 0-0 game here in the bottom of the fourth. Kleps pitch.
Oh, he should have been. Well,
Fama had the green light to swing on a 3-0
pitch. Maybe he had the green light, but
he swung at ball four.
He swung at ball four. You're exactly right, Brance.
3-1 pitch, and didn't swing at that, so he's going to draw a walk.
Five,
so base is loaded now. Base is loaded, no outs. Eli Freeman, the batter.
All he's got to do is put the bat on it somewhere. Fly ball, you're going to get one run out of it anyway.
Well, Kenny, I'll take a wild pitch right here as well, like we
exactly.
had just a second ago.
Anything can happen right here now. No outs, but you've got to plate some of these runs.
First pitch called strike on Eli Freeman.
The most Kelp had had in an inning pitching-wise is 14 pitches, but he's already over that this inning. No outs.
0-1 called strike two on the outside corner. So Freeman now sitting with an 0-2 count.
All right, anything close now. Got to go for it.
The 0-2 hit down on the ground. That's going to be in the hole.
Through.
That's going to get one run in. Second run on its way. Tuscola taking a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth off of an Eli Freeman single.
How about number nine, Sean Gillen?
Good piece of hitting right there by Eli. Stayed with it.
Big hit. We needed
seconds.
That one. Still no outs.
That's going to bring up Sean Gillen.
Like you said, two runs in and still no outs.
Coach Korn is out on the mound with the infield from West Henderson right now. And like you said, Kenny, Clip done a good job all the way up through here. Like you said, most pitches he's pitched. But
most he'd had through three innings was 14 pitches, and he's already up to 19 now this inning, and still no outs.
Sean Gillen stepping in.
Sean struck out his first and only time at bat back in the second inning.
Clip checking the runner at second. First pitch called strike. 0-1.
Got to give Clip credit. He's throwing strikes. I mean, but two walks here in this inning has hurt him on his.
You are correct.
Two walks and two singles so far this inning for the Mountaineers.
And Gillen had squared a bunt committed right there. So it's 0-2 count. Clip watching that runner at second. 0-2 pitch. Outside trying to get Gillen to chase. Count now 1-2. Swung on, miss. So, one away. One away here in the bottom of the fourth. That's going to bring up Jonas Jones. Jonas Jones is going to call timeout, step out of the box. Throwback to second, trying to get a pick off.
Dangerous play right there.
That was, because that was just over Farmer's head and actually back.
I think that's one of the hardest throws in baseball is the pitcher turning and throwing second base. If you don't throw it right on the bag, it's into center field. And that one almost was.
First pitch to Jones called strike. Jones disagreeing with it. Clip 0-1 pitch. That one stays up 1-1. Two-one now on Jones as that one was outside. Clip going to step off the rubber. Dozier going to go out and have a talk with him. They had the call's just a little messed up, crossed up, so they're going to get it straight right there. Tuscola taking a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth off an Eli Freeman single. Scoring Landry Webb and Ian Onsler. So, I'm not going to call that a pickoff attempt right there. I think that was just a, hey, I know, just know I'm watching you type situation, but he threw back to the shortstop. Wasn't even at the bag.
Keep on doing that. He'll throw one away here in a minute.
2-1 pitch. That one called strike. Evens the count at 2-2. Clip 2-2 pitch. Fouled off. Count stays 2-2. cool looking candy, or what would you call that sky right there, Kenny?
Cotton candy.
Ball popped up in the foul territory over there, and second baseman Grayson Davis had to come over. Duval had lost it in the lights, so two away.
Cameron Hall.
That's going to bring up D.H. Cameron Hall now.
Cameron popped out to first base his first time up.
First pitch to Cameron. Missing up, so 1-0 count. Cameron fouls back the 1-0 pitch. 1-1 count now. Two away, runners at first and second. Tuscola leading 2-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch. That one stays up. Two balls, one strike.
I believe Kelp is either getting tired or whatever. I believe he's about done.
I'm agreeing with you on that. There's a ball hit down the ground. That's going to be in the hole. August Fama going to score from second. Makes it a 3-0 game.
Elijah.
Eli Freeman.
Oh my God.
I'm not sure what he was doing.
They throwed the ball clean out into.
That didn't work. I'm not sure if he got. Wasn't sure about what was going on, but got caught up in a rundown. And got back to second. Ball got past him into right field. And he started to third. And as he was rounding home, though, got the ball in pretty quick. Tagged him out for the third out. But the Mountaineers scoring 3 runs here in the fifth inning. And that's going to make it 3-0. As we step away for a commercial you're listening to, Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears. Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. As we move here to the top of the fifth inning, Mountaineers leading 3-0. And that last inning.
That's amazing. You know, Kelp threw 3 innings, had 34 pitches, and had 32 in that inning.
Wow.
And one inning, he had 32. So he's up to 66 on his pitch count.
Up now for West Henderson is Brady Dozier. His first pitch missing, 1-0. And
high fly ball.
Landry Webb
makes the catch.
So one away. That's going to bring up James Maltby. And those last base hits by Tuscola are sponsored by Dynamic Advertising. They target the exact profile of customers you're looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started.
First, good pitch right there from Mason.
Yeah, first pitch to Malt be called strike.
Oh, no. What a breaking ball. That was what you wanted right there, baby.
Boy, that's nasty.
That was nasty.
0-2 count now on Maltby. Swung on, missed.
Got him to chase that one.
Throw down to first.
Catcher bobbled the ball, and of course he made the throw to first base to get the man out.
So two away now, and that's going to bring up Josh Null.
Null is the number 9 hitter in the Falcons lineup. Singled his last time up.
First pitch to Null misses 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. That one popped up. That's in play.
That's in play.
Gilliland floating back. Makes the catch in foul territory. So three up, three down for West Henderson here in the top of the fifth.
Wow, Mason got out of that inning right there with, let's see here, Branson, 7 pitches.
Wow. And what's crazy, King, we're halfway into the fifth inning now, and it's just 8 o'clock, so we've just been playing a little over an hour.
Yeah, that's a big went by fast. Mason had 7 pitches in that first inning, and then come back now in the fifth inning and had 7 pitches, so he's only got 58 pitches right now.
And we want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. I'm sorry, Ken, I didn't mean to
no,
catch you
off
right there.
I was just going to add the fact that if Mason is – Clep went up to – like 66 pitches, and Mason's still at 58. So that's a really good night tonight for Mason Harrell so far.
Clep still on the mound for West Henderson as well. Don't know how much longer they'll run him. You have to think, Kenny, they'll try to take him as long as they can.
I know. Who we got up here?
Number 12, Elisha Hampton.
Yeah, that's number 9 in the order. Elijah Hampton up. Then we're back to the top of the order, so.
Good place to be right here.
Yeah, we could make something happen right here.
So first pitch to Elijah Hampton. That one called strike. 0-1.
I don't know, you know, that last inning, what happened to Clip, because he was keeping his pitch count down, was doing a great job, and then all of a sudden, 32 pitches in that last inning.
0-1 fouled off, 0-2 count now.
He didn't get to rest any. That was a real quick inning. But
ooh! 0-2 pitch, call strike on that inside corner, so.
Number 7,
one away.
Mason Harrell.
And that's going to bring up Mason Harrell, leadoff for Tuscola tonight.
Well,
Clip looks like he's found his stride back.
He's rejuvenated.
0-1 count to Mason. one stays inside. 1-1.
I guess that's the word for it. Rejuvenate.
Rejuvenate. I like it.
I don't usually use big words like that very often.
1-1 misses, makes it a 2-1 count.
Ooh.
2-1 catch in the corner, so 2-2 count. Ooh, Mason swung on. So two away now. So back-to-back strikeouts for Clef right here in the bottom of the fifth. That's going to bring up Landry Webb. And he swung, fouled off, 0-1.
Even though Clef had that big inning, a lot of pitches that last inning, he's still not in any trouble as far as, you know, we're talking fifth inning, he's still.
0-1 on the inside corner, 1-1 count. The 1-1, that one misses, so it's a 2-1 count. Clef's 2-1 pitch. That one just missing, so it's a 3-1 count now on Webb.
Yes, some person done a good job tonight, you know.
He has been consistent.
Consistent, yes, sir.
3-1 pitch, called strike, so it's a full count now with two outs. And Webb taking all the way right there, and that's going to be a walk. That's going to bring up Ian Omsler with two outs, runner on first. And the Mountaineers are leading 3-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Clip with a quick glance to first. Breaking ball called strike on Omsler.
That was one. A good breaking ball by Clip right there. That was a good pitch.
0-1 pitch popped up.
That's deep.
Maltby running back makes the catch at the warning track.
Right at the warning track. That was a really well hit ball right there by Omsler.
So three away now as we move to the sixth inning. Mountaineers still leading 3-0. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your radio home for Tuscola Spring Sports.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Mountaineers leading 3-0 here on the top of the sixth inning. As Jackson step up to bat for West. And that breaking ball misses.
Broke too far away.
And 1-0 count. That pitch hit toward right field.
High right field playable. Let's see.
Eli Freeman
gets under.
Man. Tracked that down really well.
Two pitches, one out.
That's going to bring up Isaac Latham.
Latham grounded out to third his first time up. Grounded out to the pitcher his second time up. So he's 0 for 2 tonight.
West Henderson down to 5 outs now to try to get something on the board to tie it up against Tuscola. Mason's first pitch misses 1-0. Harrell's pitch swung on, missed. 1-1 count now.
Mason had a little smoke on that one.
He stayed really consistent this game. Nothing looks like all these pitches are still as strong now as they were earlier.
Deep fly ball. That's deep center field. That's deep. That's deep. And
wow, good catch right there by Elijah Hampton.
Made a good catch all the way back, all the way to the fence. Dead center field. Made the catch.
And not only that, as he was running back, he was running, looking back over his right shoulder, had to flip his body around to make the catch. So good concentration by Elijah out there in center field.
That was a well-hit ball, Branson. That was deep.
That's going to bring up Brady Duval.
Oh, wow. Mason working that breaking ball, that curveball, that was beautiful.
0-1.
Left-handed batter, and that breaking ball come to the outside and just broke right down over the plate.
And umpire saying something to dugout.
What
was
that all about?
Not exactly sure, but Brady Duval with a 1-1 count here.
Huh.
A lot of interaction between this umpire and our dugout, and I'm not
sure.
Well,
it was just like the other night, it was the same thing, you know.
Ball hit down to Gillen, catches, steps on first. Yeah. So three up, three down for the Mountaineers here in the top of the sixth.
8 pitches that in, Brad. Unbelievable.
Wow. So Mountaineers now moving to the bottom of the sixth, leading 3-0. We want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. And if you want to go back and listen to any of the Mountaineer games from earlier, well, the last, I guess you could say, week for the spring sports, or you can go back and listen to all the basketball games and the football games back in the fall, or if you feel a little nostalgic, you want to go back a few years and listen to some old games, whether it be basketball, baseball, or softball, you can go to WPTLradio.net, go to the Tuscola Sports tab, and follow the archive games and go back and listen and go back and listen to Kenny and myself the last few years.
Don't you wish they had stuff like this back when we played?
Oh, yeah, I really do.
So you could go back and listen to your ball games stuff and stuff. You know, it's a shame. You know, if we just had stuff like they have now.
Yeah, where they have files now, we had cassette tapes to listen to. So.
If they'd play.
August Fulmer, the batter now here in the bottom of the sixth, takes a ball. So 1-0 count on August. Clips 1-0 pitch, misses, so it's a 2-0 count. A 2-0 pitch on its way.
No,
ball hit towards left
hit
field.
Ball, but right.
Maltby just about didn't come up just enough. So, one away.
That was a well-hit ball, though.
It was.
And Eli Freeman!
Next up for Tuscola will be Eli Freeman.
Yeah.
He last
another well hit ball left field again. Yep. Oh, that one drops.
That one does drop.
I thought that was going to go all the way out to the fielder there, Branson, but it dropped in front of him. Base hit.
So back to back singles for his at bats so far tonight. One away. Gillen's first pitch missing up. 1-0. Clip checking the runner at first. 1-0 pitch to Gillen.
Well,
hit towards left center field.
I thought it was going to be in a gap.
I did too. Maltby playing really close to left center field.
Number three,
center field right there. Jones. Makes the catch. So two away. That's going to bring up Jonas Jones. And takes a strike on the first pitch, 0-1. Swung at the next pitch. Now behind in the count, 0-2 against Clip. Good job by Jones laying off that outside pitch. Count now 1-2. Two count now. Klepp's 2-2 pitch with two outs. Popped up. That's going to be caught by Grayson Davis at second base. So three away. And that base hit was sponsored by Dynamic Advertising. They target the exact profile of customers you're looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805. As we move to the seventh inning, Tuscola leading 3-0. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. Tuesdays are Two for Tuesday, where we play double shots of your favorite country artists at 6, 7, and 8. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576, 3577. Good Morning Haywood. Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Top of the seventh inning, Tuscola three outs away from 3-0 in the conference as they are leading 3-0 against West Henderson. Mason Harrell on the mound still for Tuscola on the top of the seventh. Three batters for West will be Griffin Tillery. And
high fly ball, dead center, right center field. And
that catch made by Elijah Hampton. So one away. And that's going to bring up Grayson Davis. And he'll be followed by Grayson Payne. So one away for the Mountaineers. So West down to two outs. Here in the top of the seventh. Harold's first pitch gets away from him. 1-0. Stays up. 2-0 count. Harold's 2-0 pitch. There it is. Two balls, one strike now on Grayson Davis. Tried to come back at him with that breaking ball again. Stayed up. 3-1. The 3-1. Oh, check swing. Landry Webb makes the catch, throws over. They're going to call him safe.
Yeah, I believe he beat that throw. He did. That's what you call getting down the line right there.
He was getting down the line. Of course, Kenny, the way that check swing at the grass slowed that pitch down, the ball down through the infield.
You're right. It did.
And that's going to bring up Grayson Payne.
Payne struck out his first time up. Flew out to right field. Second at bat.
And they're going to call that a ball on the inside and got away from Jones. So 1-0 count. Runner moves up. The 1-0. That one in the dirt as well, so 2-0 count. Mason doesn't need to worry about that runner on second. Just focus on that.
That's right.
The hitter right here.
You got one out. Just focus on your hitter to get the out.
Pitch. Nice breaking ball. 2-1.
I think Grayson Payne thought that was going to be a ball. He was just stood there, and that ball broke right over the plate. Oh.
2-1 is now a 3-1 count. Pitch. That's going to be hit out towards left field. Catch made. Throw in. And good job by Mason Harrell backing up Jonas Jones. As that throw come in high, but that's going to put runners at second and third with one away. That's going to bring up Brady Dozier. Excuse me, Bryson Baker. Looks like he's going to pinch hit right here.
Pinch hitter. Who's the umpire waving at us?
I think he's just letting them know up here.
I thought he was waving at us.
First pitch to Baker. That's going to miss. 1-0. pitch called strike. So 1-1. Mountaineers leading 3-0 here in the top of the seventh. Harold's 1-1. Hit towards center field. Elijah Hampton comes running in. Makes the catch. There's going to be a tag throw coming home. Pretty close. Oh, he will be safe. And as Jones swung around to make the tag, ball come out of his mitt. Mason Harrell covering home. Two away. It's 3-1 ball game now with two outs. That's going to bring up James Maltby.
No, is that a pinch hitter? That's a different number. 10. K Cam Gilbert.
Okay.
Another pinch hitter.
Coach Shepherd going out, calm down the infield right now. As Kenny said, Cam Gilbert pinch hitting now for James Maltby.
Good pitch.
First pitch swung on, missed to Gilbert. 0-1.
Oh.
Looked pretty good.
That looked real good.
That's going to be a 1-1 count. Harrell's pitch. And he's going to miss. So it's a 2-1 count now on Cam Gilbert. Ooh, 2-1. Fouled off. Tip foul right there. So count now 2 balls, 2 strikes. West down to its last strike. Gilbert going to call timeout and step out of the box.
What are you thinking right here? Another breaking ball, Brian?
Nice old breaking ball, a 2-2 count right here.
He's been working it pretty good.
He has. Of course, I'm sure he's tired, but I like to see a breaking ball to end the game right here. And there it is, but it was, like I said, it was high too, so it's a full count. So Gilbert stepping back in with a 3-2 count, 2 outs, runner on third. Mountaineers leading 3-1. Harrell's pitch, foul back right at us. We'll try it again. Count stays. Harrell checking the runner. Pitch. Call strike 3. So Mountaineers picking up a 3-1 victory tonight over West Henderson. In the first game of the
good ball
series.
Game right there.
Great game.
3-1 game.
Yeah, we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Looking to promote your business with inexpensive advertising? Dynamic Advertising and Marketing can help. Their advertising targets the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, offering free design and full-color advertising. Give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started.
Hello, it's John Anderson. Can't get enough of the flea market? Well, we've got a special treat for you. Monday through Friday at 3 p.m., we'll play back the Flea Market Rewind. That's all the calls from that morning's show. Plus, if you'd like the Flea Market Rewind on demand, just visit WPTLradio.net and download the show you want. It's the Flea Market, 8:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday on WPTL.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Tuscola picking up their third conference victory tonight, winning 3-1 over West Henderson. Great game tonight, Kenny. Lots of people to choose player of the game from, and, you know, a lot of choices we could go with, but, you know, we'll make that decision here just a minute, let everybody know. But proud of the way the guys play tonight, bounce back. You know, good victory last week, stepping out of conference on Friday night against Inca, picking up this game, this win tonight. Of course, they will travel to Smoky later in the week, and then Smoky will be here on Monday, and we'll be covering that game Monday night at 7, and then our next game next week will be Thursday as T.C. Robertson comes over for a softball game with the ladies, and we'll be covering that one as well at 5:30. But tonight, Tuscola getting that 3-1 victory. And Kenny, man, I tell you what, it seems like the guys are starting to roll now.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm just adding up right here, Branson, and everything. Mason, 4 hits. I only give up in 7 innings, 4 hits. So, and 87 pitches. You know, they're allowed 105.
Yeah.
But Mason threw complete 7 innings in that game with only 87 pitches, and that's pretty awesome right there.
Yeah, that's just, what, a little over, 12 pitches an inning. So, great job by him. Of course, guys are meeting out in the outfield right now. We'll have our player of the game come in just in a minute. And, of course, the base hits tonight were sponsored by Dynamic Advertising. They target the exact profile of customers you're looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started. And, of course, Lady Mountaineers picking up a big victory tonight, 9-8 over West Henderson, a good West Henderson softball team. And, of course, the way the conference schedule is, they will travel to West Henderson at the end of the week to play to end that series. So, you know, it's kind of crazy. We've done, you know, after this week, we'll have played Franklin both times and –
West
both times before we even played Pisgah. So schedule just a little different this year than what we're used to seeing. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Let's see if we get Mason on the way up here and get an interview with him and get his picture. And I know we gave him that, like I said, that player of the game last week, but he was dominant tonight there. 4 hits, 87 pitches.
And here he is right now. And great job by him. And it's time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Today's award for outstanding effort from a Tuscola player goes to Mr. Mason Harrell. Looking for a safe place to store your stuff? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. Mason, congratulations tonight, man. What an awesome job on the mound. We got to watch you pitch last Wednesday night and then turn around and pitch tonight on Tuesday. Heck of a job. I think giving up four hits tonight on 87 pitches, man. And I know the pitch count's always big. We talk about it every broadcast and stuff for baseball. And seems like tonight I think 87 pitches over, 7 innings, a little over about 12 or 13 pitches an inning. Man, what do you contribute that to?
I mean, and we're playing 3 games every week, and we don't have a lot of arms to pitch. And so when I can go out here and throw a complete game, it gives us more arms to pitch later in the week.
Well, you're exactly right. And, and that was what we talked about last Wednesday because, you have the doubleheader against North Henderson. But and that was what I told Kenny. I was like, man, we knew – and it's everybody knows you're going to have – y'all were going to be a little short on pitching this year.
Yeah.
But to come out and then pitch a complete game last Wednesday night against a conference foe in North and then turn around and pitch tonight a complete game against West. And this is, we were talking, Yenzer used to play in West in the end of the season.
Yeah.
And now you move this series, the second series of the season. And, man, I'm telling you what, awesome way to get it started. I mean, 3-0. Can't beat that, but how does it feel moving this West series so close into the season?
It's different, but hey, I mean, we'll play them anytime.
Hey,
it don't matter when we play them. We're going to come out here and ready to play, and we're going we're going to shove it.
That's right. So, you know, and a win's a win, right?
Yes, sir.
Great job. So, now you can travel, we go to, to Smoky.
Smoky Thursday, West Friday.
And, so it will be Friday. The West game is Friday. Okay.
Yes.
And then you'll have Smoky, I think, here on Monday, if I'm not mistaken. So, we'll be picking that game up, too. So, you've got two more conference games this week and everything. Like you said, the arms are going to be really important in that. So, as far as hitting goes, you're hitting the ball well, because I know we took the first game last week, second game. I know you hit a walk-off double to win the game. Mm-hmm. So, and they've got you leading off this year. How do you feel about leading off? I mean, I know it's a little bit different from where you've been hit the last couple of years.
It's different, but I love it. I asked to be in that position because I want to be here for my boys, and I think that's the best position for me to be in to win.
You're exactly right. And, of course, also being senior leadership, too, and that shows leadership in you, and that shows what, you know, respect and confidence that Coach Shepp has in you as well,
putting
you in that spot. So, of course, you have signed for next year, right?
Yes.
And tell everybody where you've signed at.
Rockingham Community College.
Rockingham Community College down in the eastern part of the state. So it's always a little warm down there, so be prepared for that. So, all right. Well, good luck this rest of this week. We'll see you next Monday night. And I know you'll be probably pitching against Smoky next Monday night.
I should.
You pick it up end of the week because, man, great job tonight, though.
Yes,
seriously,
thank you.
Though. But that's Mason Harrell, our player of the game. Good job tonight, Mason.
Thank you, sir.
All right. And Mason, Kenny's going to get a picture of you right here and with your medal. And we'll get your picture on the website and everything. So great job by Mason tonight as Tuscola picks up the 3-1 victory over West Henderson. And it's a big win for the Mountaineers for the first game of that series. So. And Mason in here. And Mason, good job tonight. Hey, in your first period class tomorrow, make sure your teacher is good to you, okay?
Maybe she should give me an exam and I'll show up to class.
Hey, I'll talk to her when I get home. How's that?
All right, Branson, I'm back.
All right. So, Mason Harrell, our player of the game, and I'm telling you right now, Kenny, two of the three games that we've called baseball, he's pitched. I'm telling you right now, he's on.
Well, what I like about it is, and you'll agree with me, he never changes expression out there. Never gets upset. Never gets in a hurry. And stay out there and throw two complete games.
Yeah.
Which, well, like you were saying, and like I was telling him there, we've got to have it.
Yeah.
We're short on pitching. I mean, we're not strong on pitching this year. And you're going to have, you know, the complete games that he's throwing.
Yeah.
Is like he said it himself. It's saving his other pitchers for later on in the week, you know.
He can truly say, and I'll say it because he is, you know, he won't say it, but I'll say it for him. He's taking this team on his back.
Yeah, he is. You're absolutely right.
And with him taking the team on his back, pitching two complete games, getting two conference wins right there is big for him. So I'm excited for watch the rest of the season and stuff, and I know you are as well.
Well, you've got to have, like you were saying when you were talking to him there, you know, you got to have a team leader. And he has taken the team on his back. He's the team leader out there right now.
Yeah,
so.
He has.
But that's great. Boy, I tell you, well, we had a sweep tonight. The girls took West Henderson tonight. Was it 9-8?
9-8.
And won that one here right next to us. And then the boys come out here tonight and win this one 3-1. So we had a sweep with West Henderson tonight. So.
Yeah. So, Kenny, you got anything before we close?
No, but just tell everybody when our next broadcast is. When is
it'll be Monday night. It'll be here as Smoky Mountain comes to town for baseball. And then, of course, we'll be on Thursday night as T.C. Robertson comes into town. And I'm sure that they're playing that game with Good Friday being the next day for Easter weekend. So trying to get those games out of the way. So.
Will that be a softball game?
It will be a softball game against TC.
So we've got a baseball Monday with Smoky Mountain and Thursday softball with
TC.
TC.
And here's the thing. The way I can – We'll check with her. We're going to make Debbie our secretary. Need her to make sure on our schedule for us.
I'm sure she's listening right now, so she's officially our secretary. She keeps us straight on what we make sure what, what's
right.
going on. But
that's right. So, so Kenny, that's a great, you know, great game right here. Great. We've had two great weeks of
good
games.
Good ball game. Quick ball game tonight.
They have.
This game went by fast tonight.
Yeah. So. And today's games have been brought to you by Mike's Heating and Air, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, WPTL, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. For Kenny Moore, I'm Branson Reese. Thank you for tuning in tonight.
Yeah, thank you for listening, everybody. Good night.
And we will be back next Monday night, so tune in and everybody have a good week and a great weekend.
Good
night, everybody.
Night, everybody.